Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And we go down to the state of Virginia. Virginia, ACC country
it's
there,
Commonwealth.
Jones.
I believe it's a Commonwealth.
Commonwealth. The first state? No, that's Delaware. Who's up there, though, right? Virginia?
It's an early one. It's an early adapter.
One of the first
We all
states.
Have friends like this. Like a first one to get the iPhone, things like this. Early adapter.
All right, let's find out what's... it was the seventh state.
I have no idea. Number seven.
Good, man.
Yep.
Let's find out what's going on down there.
Kevin Cox is well known around Charlottesville for his outspoken pedestrian advocacy.
Okay. Kevin Cox, no relation, as far as I know, to Courtney.
We didn't ask, did we?
Did not ask. That's true. It doesn't come up in the story.
She worked down in ACC country, you know, so could have
been. That's true, ACC Network, I believe. So, yeah, she may have known. You know what? I take it back.
Yeah.
You don't know relation.
Thank you.
To Courtney Cox.
Okay, so he's a big advocate of
pedestrians.
Kevin Cox is well known around Charlottesville for his outspoken pedestrian advocacy.
I missed that. That was a key word because I was about to get something very different.
So he's advocating for pedestrians. Okay. He likes pedestrians.
Yeah.
He's very vocal about pedestrians.
Pedestrians' rights, I'm sure.
Yep.
Okay, so...
I'm walking here.
He wants to get crosswalk put in or something like that?
Maybe? You're on it.
Yeah, crosswalks.
He's big on crosswalks, this guy. That's his cause.
Is that it?
Yes.
Really?
Okay, yes.
Good.
Yes.
This strip of Elliott Avenue is one of the places he has a gripe with.
They drive too fast and they ignore pedestrians.
It's a problem. Cars driving too fast, ignoring pedestrians.
All right, when do you get to this age? Because I got to be honest, I'm not far away from the you're driving too fast age. I'm like brushing right up against it.
You know what it is?
I think is it when you have kids?
100%.
Is that what it is?
100%. Yeah. Just because kids are
like,
even
so would you slow down?
So I think if depending on your street or whatever, also if you have like dogs, like
sure.
Right? So if you're just like, if they get out, like you want them to have a chance.
Yeah.
You don't want you to be like bombing down the street. Definitely when you have kids. Because I've definitely gotten like, how fast is that guy's going?
Yeah.
That guy's going a little too fast.
That's something that I start to care about that I never used to care about.
But then
but
I'm like,
whoa.
But
what
then
are you doing?
The same thing. Then I'll be in the car, and then I'm like, I'm probably going way too fast on the same street.
Yeah,
but I'm like, I don't see anybody.
I haven't really altered my driving habits whatsoever, but my judging how fast other people are driving
weird.
Is definitely on my radar.
It is weird. You know what I might get is one of those giant like radars that they have like by schools. Put that on my street.
Yeah.
So you can see what
like
your speed
the one with
is.
The board on it. Yeah. Not like a radar gun like a cop would have.
Or maybe.
Like the big board.
Or I should get a speed bump put in, which... In Friendship, not to spoil the whole movie, but Tim Robinson got a speed bump put in on the street.
Okay.
And he even took crazy. Like, I got that put in here.
You just got to move to Somerville. Those things are everywhere.
I
drove to our friend's house the other day. It was 90% speed bumps.
Nah, that's
sick. Yeah.
Thank you.
What's your speed bump philosophy? You just go right over them?
Or you just rip it?
Yeah. I don't, but I think
I rip it and sue is what I do. I sue the city for what was this doing here?
I don't think everybody does it right.
Yeah.
There are the people that go up to a speed bump and almost stop the vehicle.
Yeah.
And then just like,
boom, boom.
No.
Boom, boom.
But you don't want to accelerate into it, but I also don't think you want to come to a stop. That's insane. You don't need to do that. There's a happy medium.
Yeah.
No, but some people do. You ever been behind somebody that like the lights come on, they brake. You're like, what do you think you're going to do? Rattle the whole thing? Yeah, they like almost stop at a speed. I swear to God, that happens.
All right.
Don't do that. Don't accelerate into it.
No.
You don't want to, you know.
Although this guy might approve of that.
Screw up your alignment.
This guy might approve of that approach. Stop.
Yes.
Oh, he would. Ease your way over the speed bump. Okay.
Drive too fast and they ignore pedestrians.
After pleading with the city for a crosswalk here to no avail.
What do you think that sounded like? Please. I'm begging you. I need a crosswalk.
Yeah.
They're like, sir, it's fine. They're like, we don't need to put a crosswalk in everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I was going to say, it's a good point by the Twitch chat. Rather be golfing, he should complain like you did about your City Connect jersey, and eventually maybe he'll get what he wants.
Oh, you make a video every day.
Yes.
Let's get results.
Go to the city, you'll get results, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's what Andy Hart said. I guess begging pays off. I said, it's a pretty good life lesson, isn't it?
Sure does.
Just beg, stamp your foot, beg, and you'll get your way.
Pound your fist. That's
exactly what I teach my kid. Like, guys, look at this. I wasn't given a jersey 2 weeks ago. I was a giant baby about it. Now look at me. I'm wearing the jersey.
Now look at me. I'm wearing this jersey.
We have ice cream every night now.
After pleading with the city for a crosswalk here to no avail, Cox decided to take measures into his own hands.
Careful.
Yeah, it was. Those words were very close together. I heard it, too. Yeah. I heard it.
Yeah.
Cox decided to take measures into his own hands.
Yeah, sure. We've all been there. You want to know.
It's like average.
Yeah.
Like just put that out there.
I walked across the street with a line marker with a can of spray chalk. Not paint. It was spray chalk.
He's like a World Cup referee. Like one of those
spray
things?
Spray chalk.
Yeah. Like when
it wasn't paint. If you're trying to get me on paint charges, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Oh, this is
no,
like,
he's clarifying that it was chalk.
It's like legalese. We're getting into the weeds. Okay.
The chalk, I assume. I mean, we have chalk at our house, and one good rain, all that's gone
out of there. Yeah.
So what's really even the point of that then?
Okay.
So you probably would have been better off with the paint, is kind of what I think. But.
A line marker with a can of spray chalk, not paint. It was spray chalk.
That caught the attention of City Hall and the police department.
Oh boy! Now he's got City Hall and the fuzz on him.
Oh boy,
that's not good.
First, they painted over Cox's lines, then arrested him.
That's
a leap.
Well,
so they painted over his lines, then they slap the cuffs on him.
Well, yeah, but did he
resist?
Well, I don't know.
They didn't tase him or anything.
Well,
that's
what you're asking.
Is there more to the story?
Okay.
Cox is facing misdemeanor charges for the intentional destruction of property.
They provoked me. It's not going to stop me.
Ooh, bit of a radical.
This is like the guy who would, we had this Kiefer Madness, I don't know, months ago, where he was just piling up more and more garbage on his property.
He's
you can try to take it away.
Yeah.
And try to get me to get out of here.
He laughed at the state.
I'm just going to put more garbage in my yard.
That's right. They're like, oh, my neighbor's a hoarder. He's like, you can't do anything about it. He's like, I dare you to come to
my property.
Here.
Yeah. Now, this is very different from this story where it's clearly not this guy's property.
No.
Yeah.
Just a street.
Yeah.
Just a street that he tried to chalk a sidewalk. And then they arrested him.
They provoked me. It's not going to stop me.
29 News reached out to the city for their side of all of this. Their answer, a statement saying, as this matter is now pending before the court, we will not be commenting further on the specifics of the case. Cox's first court appearance is expected to be Tuesday in General District Court.
All right, so maybe we'll have an update on that in the future, but we'll keep our eyes on it.
It's basically, I'm tired of the government steamrolling over people, and they can just kiss my
Yeah, that was versus the government, but he's really taking it out on his neighbors. His neighbors are like, what do you have? You have all these old cars that don't even run.
Yeah, he's like, you think I have a lot now?
Yeah. No, he built like an addition to his house just for junk.
I respect
that
guy.
Odd way to do it.
Yeah. Not sure.
Fat chance.
That was him. He's a maniac.
Same guy. He's good. I respect that guy.
Absolute maniac.
Not so much the crosswalk guy, but I do feel him on like, hey, people are driving too fast now.
I mean, of all the causes, though.
I started to age into that.
Yeah, but I'm not out there drawing crosswalks.
Well, not yet.
No. But I am going to put in a couple speed bumps and maybe one of those radars.
They drive too fast and they ignore pedestrians.
Yeah.
Quick glance at the text line.
Yeah.
Sturmit the Frog.
Sturmit the Frog. It's right in front of us.
You should like that one.
Sturmit the Frog.
That should be yours. Okay.
That's great.
More Marco Sturm nicknames. Also, this, Keith, how about this?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Special roadshow invite to Jones and Keefe. What's on our list again? We gotta go to the Wienerama.
Oh, we gotta go to the Wien, yeah.
And then...
Where else are we
going to
go?
Jordan's mom's sex shop.
Yep.
Down in P-Town.
Yep, down the Cape.
Okay, so those are our two. We have an official invite to a third.
What do you got?
Booth Bay Harbor, Maine, July 18th, 19th, and 20th.
All right.
A classic yacht regatta.
Yacht regatta?
Sailboat race. I don't know why I'm singled
out. Just a lot of Michael McDonald.
Jones may not know what a regatta is. Why? Why just me on this one?
Well, you didn't go to prep school.
There you go. That's
it. Yeah, there's a lot of crew people in prep schools.
It's at a historic shipyard. The weekend will kick off with a Friday Jones and Keefe radio show.
I mean, we got
party on the pier Friday night.
Okay.
Saturday races on board. And then followed by another big pier party.
Amazing seafood for Keefe.
Amazing seafood, Keefe.
All right, well, I'm sold.
Lastly, Sunday, you boys come out on a 72-foot 1927 America's Cup 12-meter one race.
I guess.
I'll add that to the, we got three on our roadshow list. Well,
a couple of seamen. We'll be out there.
Booth Bay Harbor Regatta.
Yeah.
The Wienerama.
Like
and Jordan's mom's sex shop in P-Town.
Yeah, it's nice to be invited.
Jones and Keefe Roadshows. Stay tuned next summer. 617-779-7937.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.